Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to more Free Talk Live. We'll talk to you about anything you want to discuss here on the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's even worse news coming out of Greece. We started the show out with the news that there's a run on the banks with people lining up at ATM machines across the country on Saturday. And then as of today, a newer announcement has been made, which is not good news. We'll explain that here in just a moment. But we've been talking about the Bureau of Land Management and their demands that they're making against the folks organizing Burning Man, the nearly three decades long festival that's been going on out in the Black Rock Desert for the majority of the time. And the Black Rock Desert, unfortunately, is, well, claimed property by the U.S. federal government and the Bureau of Land Management, the very same bureaucracy that gave a hard time to Cliven Bundy, the rancher, the cattle rancher, last year or two years ago, whenever that happened.
Yeah.
So now they're messing with the folks running Burning Man, and they've been messing with them for a while. I've got the numbers here about what they've been charging in permit fees just to rent the playa, the portion of the desert on which Burning Man is built, this temporary community, this temporary city that springs up out of nothing in the middle of nowhere to exist for a week in time where people party real hard.
Well, it's art.
I mean, they put up a lot of art.
So yeah, the amazing part is that it exists for a moment in time.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is what's artistic about it.
Well, the art is fantastic as well. I don't know if you've seen any of the photos.
I've seen some interesting stuff, yeah.
Yeah, just some amazing, larger-than-life kind of art installations that's built on site or trucked in. And they're just absolutely fantastic to look at.
As eye-catching and egregious as this story is corruption, is as much corruption as it exposes in the government, ultimately, it's just another story about more Americans who are completely incapable of defending themselves from the authorities, right? The more impotent Americans just lying down and being eaten by the monster and not doing, I mean, I have never heard of them doing anything in response. And, you compare that to Porkfest, you know, where the instant there's even a rumor of a government person, there's a swarm of people. I mean, they had a suspected informant a few years ago, and he got, followed everywhere he went, and people confronted him with cameras. He was surrounded by a crowd, and the same thing happened to these bureaucrats that were out in the open. It reminds me of that Churchill quote. He said, "Still, if you will not fight when you can easily win without bloodshed. If you will not fight when your victory will be sure but not too costly, you may come to a moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. There may be an even worse case. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory because it is better to perish than live as slaves."
And that's what you get for waiting, right?
You've
been waiting around for your opportunities to stand up for yourself, then it's too late.
Yeah, a lot of people will critique the activists here in New Hampshire for doing a liberty-oriented activism here when, go someplace where the tyranny is terrible. Why don't you go to North Korea and do your activism?
Or New York City or
whatever. Well, because you would want to fight the small battle before it becomes the large one.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that I think the United States is right on the, well and on its path to being North Korea, but I think that it's on its path to being a very statist government, many of which it was fighting during the Cold War.
But I totally understand and agree with you, Dave Ridley, on this. I think that people do need to stand up for themselves and that you do need to stand up before it's too late, which is why I want to see more people move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. The sooner we can get the ball rolling here on this Free State Project idea, the more effective we're going to be. The longer we wait, the more difficult it's going to be. But most people are scared. They're scared to stand up for themselves because they know that the first person who stands up is the one that's going to get their head bit off.
Here's another quote from Sun Tzu. Quote, "What the ancients called a clever fighter is one who not only wins, but excels in winning with ease. Hence, his victories bring him neither reputation for wisdom nor credit for courage," unquote. And that's exactly what the Free Staters do. They fight where they don't have to fight. They fight where it's a civic battle or a verbal battle before it has to be fists and before it has to be firearms.
So a little background on Burning Man. This is from the USA Today story here. It began in 1986 as 20 friends gathered at the end of the summer on Baker Beach in San Francisco. They built a wooden figure and lit it at the end of a ceremony.
Wow, they're allowed to set things on fire in 1986 on the beach in San Francisco?
Well,
they did.
That's why they ended up leaving. The ritual moved to the Black Rock Desert in 1990 after park police wouldn't allow the fire and grew into a combination campout, performance venue, artist haven, and experiment in communal living, and greatly expanded during that decade. It's now a nonprofit organization committed to leaving no trace of its participants in between each year's event.
Well, it's a great thing to commit to, I think.
Burning Man would need more time to comply with the BLM's request as is. So in case you're just tuning in, the Bureau of Land Management has demanded a $1 million VIP compound be built on the property for this year's
more
Burning
time.
Man.
More time. They don't need more time. They need a time machine. And that's the next thing the BLM's going to be demanding.
Some of the staff are already preparing to go to the playa to begin setup for the event, even though they don't even have the permit yet. Burning Man BLM is asking for services and amenities that seem to be beyond what should be required to administer the permit, said one of their spokespeople.
It's beyond what should be required for brain surgery.
Well, I don't know what's required, but I can tell you that the budget has skyrocketed in the last few years.
I'm going to give you the numbers on that here in a moment. Their spokesman says every year it's an ongoing negotiation, and every year we reach an agreement and consensus, but these things were kind of big. Now, the bureaucrat for the government says that the BLM is willing to compromise on its list of requirements. He said,
"Can we compromise back to 2002?
And are they getting video of these negotiations?"
I doubt it, Dave. And no, that's a good idea.
Helpless lie downs.
Yeah.
Bendovers.
He said,
"What's happened to Americans?"
He said, "Burning Man officials haven't outlined their issues with the request to him yet." Last year, Burning Man paid the BLM more than $4 million for the special recreation permit, which allows the event to have up to 70,000 people each year. The cost has gone up substantially over the last 4 years, despite the unchanged population cap. Here you go. In 2011, Burning Man paid $858,000 for that permit. In 2012, $1.4 million, nearly doubling from 1 year to the next, and then doubling again in 2013 to $2.9 million. So 2014, it went to $4 million. Now, with this new VIP facility, this palace that they want, it's $5 million.
It might as well be a billion because they'll pay it.
They're feeding the torturers.
I did the math, by the way. For 70,000 attendees, that's more than $70 per attendee just for the fee to have the property. Now, that doesn't include the rest of the ticket price. Now, the last time I looked at Burning Man ticket prices, it was over $300, like $375 at least. And this was a few years ago that I looked at this. This was probably before these major ticket cost increases.
Imagine here. You could be the you could be the government, and you could get a certain amount of each ticket price of anything just by saying you need a license, you need a permit, you need you need to pay for our services, which is running cops around there and arresting
maybe I said this last time we were talking about this. They're just like that main character in George Lucas's THX 1138 film, the one that came out right before Star Wars, mm-hmm. where the main character in the film, the hero, spends all his time building these robots, and toward the end of the film, he's running from the robots.
Yeah. So then, of course, you mentioned the cops, Mark. This was another problem with Burning Man in recent years, is the ever-increasing police presence on the playa, where the police are more threatening than they've ever been. They're making more arrests, than they have in the past, and it is not as friendly, of an event that it has been known to be. Some people have been saying that the event has jumped the shark because of the more police. It's one of those things where the police keep demanding more of them to be paid
sure.
to be there as well.
And it's going to be nothing but a few artists setting some wood on fire and the cops. lots and lots of cops.
Are we
cops getting free showers and choco pies?
Are we blowing this out of proportion? And by the way, the cops may not be getting those things, Mark. It may be just the BLM VIPs who get it, not the average bureaucrats who are there. So that's pretty much the story. They're basically trying to, it sounds like they're trying to run them off, doesn't it? I mean, they're jacking the rates up five times in 5 years, going from less than $1 million to over $5 million per year, and with ridiculous requirements about having to have choco pies and drumstick and ice cream and, you know, all kinds of things. 855 450 free. Coming up, the latest on Greece. There's going to be a bank holiday. You're excited, right?
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now with more Free Talk Live on the Live Sunday edition, continuing here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Ridley.
And King Mark the First.
You can get Bitcoin, and now might be a good time to do so. I can predict the future. But we know that things are looking pretty bad in Greece, and the last time similar economic circumstances struck Cyprus, there was a big spike in the Bitcoin price. Now, the Bitcoin price has already gone up in the last 48 hours.
Tiny spike in comparison, isn't it?
True, but it went up from like $240 to $250 in the last 48 hours.
It's really amazing how much stability we've got now. I mean, back in the day, that would not have been considered newsworthy at all. But now Bitcoin moves very gently compared to the old days.
Well, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, that's the way it is now. But tomorrow could be a new day and it could shoot up dramatically. I mean, who knows?
Eventually something will happen that will create panic buying and a dramatic rise in price, and everybody will be using them. And
well,
so
how about a bank holiday in Greece? I mean, things are not looking good there with some major economic factors coming calling soon on the government of Greece with a major debt load from 19 different nations who would like to collect on the debt that they're owed, and there's payment issues, and of course the banks are now calling a bank holiday. That's the latest news. So there's a chance that Bitcoin's going to go up some more. Now, I don't know if it will. It could go down. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But if you want to get some Bitcoin, go to expresscoin.com. You can get it there fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just start off at expresscoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, if you're in Greece, sorry, you can't use ExpressCoin. But ExpressCoin.com, U.S. or Canada, go there now. You can grab their app if you want, or you can just use their website, ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget to use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. The latest from Greece. We actually started the show with a story about Greece and the ATM machines that are being, I guess, you know, constantly bombarded by the people in the country. There's photos of people lining up, several people, long lines of people at these ATMs. 500 out of 7,000 of them yesterday were out of money. They had run dry. And this is what people are trying to do on the weekend because, you know, bankers' hours, they're terrible. Most banks aren't open past Monday through Friday. I actually happen to have a bank here in the Northeast that's actually open 7 days a week, which is a miracle as far as I'm concerned. I got to give props to TD Bank for that one.
Yeah, that's certainly unusual.
And they actually stay open late, which is even more unusual. So,
okay,
but
good job, guys.
Your typical bank, they're closing up Friday, and they reopen on Monday. So in the meantime, all you get's the ATM. And so that's what people are doing. They're making a run on the ATMs. And they would make a run on the banks tomorrow morning if they could. But the latest news from Athens at the Washington Post is that Greek leaders have planned to shutter their banks on Monday amid a last-ditch discussions about their nation's economic future as panicked citizens try to pull their money from their accounts while they're still able. Sunday's decision, that's today, to declare a bank holiday was a signal, so they're still having their meetings. These bankers are very concerned with business tomorrow, so they're in the office, but you can't.
They're busy.
Go there.
Yeah, they're just not going to open up and give you any money.
It's so simple for them, though. All they have to do is make sure the government keeps printing ones and zeros for them.
But they can't because they're using the euro.
Well, give them time.
Sunday's decision to declare a bank holiday is a signal that Greece's five-year battle to stay in the shared euro currency may swiftly be coming to an end. ATMs in Athens were running out of money and tensions were running high as Greeks stood in line for hours to scrape together petty cash for basic supplies.
It's like, with all these years, it hadn't occurred to them at some point, like, I don't know, 6 years ago that this was going to happen and to be ready for it. They waited until today to get the weekend or whatever.
You know, people don't know what's happening around them. They only hear things.
Well, Greeks do. I mean, things do burn. Things have been burning in Greece, so they know.
It wouldn't surprise
the fires.
Me. I mean, it wouldn't. Still wouldn't surprise me if people were oblivious.
Well, I don't know that they're oblivious, Ian. They're socialists. I mean, the fact is that they've been indoctrinated. Europe more so than the United States, but the United States, plenty. They've been indoctrinated to believe Keynesian economics because that's what's convenient for the politicians. And they've been indoctrinated to believe that, well, people who have done well in life owe people who have not done so well.
It's not Keynesian, it's post-Keynesian, because a Keynesian is not near as bad as what's now. Because the Keynesian idea is that you spend during the, you know, the good times.
Right.
I mean, you spend during the bad times and save during the good times. Right. And in this bunch, it's just spending all the time.
It's true. Well, I mean, if you ever so the Keynesians never did that, though. I mean, once you turn that power over to the government and say, you know, it's a good idea to spend during the bad times, they're never going to think there is a good time. When governments got rich, the local governments here in the United States got rich during the housing bubble. I remember what it was like in Manatee and Sarasota counties, where we're from, in Florida. They just kept on. Oh my God, the coffers were getting so full.
Yeah, sure.
We don't have to change the millage, but people's property values are going up, so they're happy to pay in more money. Oh my God, let's build Olympic-sized pools for every school. Every child gets a laptop. You know what we need? We need a big giant arch made of pure platinum and diamonds over the main street.
They literally did build one in Missouri school district, Olympic-sized pool for the kids.
Yeah, I'm obviously exaggerating with the giant diamond arch, but
that's because the economy crashed before they could get to that one.
That's what it came down to is that these politicians just saw all this money coming in and they never thought it was going to end. They didn't take that money in their coffers and, you know, pay off bonds, you know, or anything like that. They didn't just hold it in reserve for when times were tough. They said spend, 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 spend.
And those are the ones that didn't have a printing press.
Yeah, let's go to Alan. He's in Reno, Nevada, listening to KKFT. Hey, Alan.
Hey, hello.
Welcome. You're on the air.
Thank you. Hey, I just had a quick question about our comment, however you want to count it, about the BLM and the 50 employees.
Yes.
Who's going to watch them when they're out and about? Visiting the tents and doing their checks or whatever they have to do, what's going to stop them from stopping at, say, the sex tent and trading ice cream?
Well, not a damn thing is going to stop them from going to the sex tent.
When the Department of Minerals or whatever got caught doing cocaine off, like, hookers' butts on actual...
The oil rig?
Yeah, on oil rigs while doing their visits to check in on oil rigs.
Yeah.
At this point, a Department of Minerals?
I don't have exactly the right term, but the word
regulators, whoever the heck it is that's regulating those oil
rigs. I will get the name for you in just a second, but the story itself is true. I don't know that they actually did the cocaine off of the butts of the hookers, but they were found with hookers and cocaine.
Okay, and so my, I can add on to that question one more, if you will.
Yes.
So... will they be watched over by Homeland Security? And will Homeland Security also need their own million-dollar one-week vacation home?
Alan, you're giving them too many ideas. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Minerals Management Service.
But he's right. I mean, who watches the watchers? They usually hire another government bureaucracy to watch the watchers and hire another government bureaucracy to watch them, and then it never ends.
They changed their name because they got such a bad name for doing the coke off the cookers' bums.
Jesus.
What did they change it to? What did they change it to?
I wasn't ready for that.
And what was it originally? Mineral what?
Minerals Management Service.
MMS.
Yeah, Bureau of Ocean Energy Management and Regulation Enforcement.
That's what it is now.
Yeah. The NKVD changed its name too.
We'll come back with more in moments.
Front KGB.
Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Now back with more Free Talk Live. You can dial in here and join us on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to talk about Greece.
Ridley.
Hi. Ridley.
Oh, wait. It wasn't time for me to say my name. Yeah.
It's Ridley, Ian, and Mark here in the studio. Whether you want to talk about the situation in Greece where there's a bank holiday that's been declared for tomorrow, and as fun as that sounds, it's really not good news at all for the people in Greece. Although it might be good news for people holding alternative currencies like Bitcoin. I guess we'll just have to stay tuned and see what happens there. But so far, the Greece crisis seems to have been good for Bitcoin. But whether you want to talk about that or the Bureau of Land Management, as our last caller just pointed out, the BLM with their ridiculous demands of $4 million in cash, basically, and then $1 million VIP compound to be created at the Black Rock Desert in Nevada for the Burning Man Festival. I think that he was on to something that, you know, these VIPs of the government, they're not there to do any governmental work. They're not there to have important meetings.
They're partying at Burning Man.
That's what you do at Burning Man. You're either there to work the security staff and, you know, try to help people who are having a bad trip, or you have a party. You know, you take care of some artwork, or you party and do artwork at the same time. And I've never been to Burning Man, but, you know, I've talked to some people who have, so I feel like I know a thing or two about it, but I don't think you can really know Burning Man unless you actually attend it. And it takes a level of dedication to attend this event.
I mean, you have to truck in everything that you plan to use. You want water when you're at Burning Man? You better bring it. You've got to, you know, pack in gallons and gallons of water, like multiple gallons per day. I forget what the recommendation is per person per day, but I think it's at least two, if not more. I mean, there's a lot of...
It's heroic. These people are heroic, and that's what makes it so much more frustrating to see what pushovers they are when they're confronted by a bureaucrat.
But this is really all about the government bureaucrats being comfy at Burning Man so they can have a good time. Because I can tell you, if I were going to Burning Man, I sure as hell would prefer to have a $1 million VIP, hangout place to go with air conditioning and flushable toilets. I'd love to have that.
Who wouldn't?
You're dealing with what is essentially an arid desert that has absolutely nothing. There's not even, you know, any fresh water anywhere nearby. You know, the only kind of services you can buy out there is an RV cleanout service. There's nothing out there. You have to drive quite a distance to even get to whatever, you know, might resemble a general store in some nearby tiny town. And I don't know what the closest one is, but it's not that close to this location. So, you know, the people that go out there are hardcore into this. It takes a lot of dedication. I mean, I actually looked at it one year because my friend wanted to go, and, you know, I love the idea of it, but just the logistics of getting, you know, you'd have to rent, you know, you'd have to either, like, get all the camping equipment and then drive out there, which, of course, coming from New Hampshire is, you're talking about a week-long trip just to get out to Nevada from here.
And a week long to get to Nevada from here? I mean, you just drive, man. It takes 3 days to get across the United States.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess if you were to be taking your time and, you know, presuming things don't go wrong, as things can, you know, possibly do when you're on the road, I was looking at sort of, you know, kind of just calling it a week of driving, basically, if you were going to not drive straight through, if you're going to stop and sleep somewhere.
I would say that makes you something like an old woman, but I don't want to insult old women.
Yeah. Well, Mark, I can't say I've ever done a cross-country journey before with, the amount of camping equipment that will be necessary to get there. But nonetheless, I've never driven that far. I mean, I've driven from Florida to New Hampshire, and that took 26
hours. Nearly no stops.
That took 26 hours straight, yeah. Well, that's because we were trading off. But like I said, I was presuming that we would be stopping and camping off at different places. Because when you're doing something like that, you kind of want to make a thing out of it, make a party out of it, kind of extend.
It'd be more fun.
Yeah, extend the good times. And so, you know, not only is it, you know, incredibly difficult to physically get there, but then you've got to have everything you possibly need. Whereas with the Porcupine Freedom Festival, like we just attended this week, you can show up with, you know, a tent, a sleeping bag, and some money in your pocket, and you'll be all right. You know, you're going to have food. There's people there that have food. You're just down the road from the Shaws. You can go and you can stop there and, you know, get your own food if you need to, if you don't want to pay the people to prepare it for you there on the campsite. But, you know, you're relatively fine at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you don't pack everything you need into Burning Man, well, then you have to depend on the charity of others. And the people that are at Burning Man are very charitable people. They understand this is like a sort of an experiment in this communal living, this giving gift economy that they have there. And you are given things. Like, there are people who bring food specifically to give it away to people.
There are probably people that go with no food specifically with the intent of getting a bunch of free food.
That know that they'll get it free.
I have a real problem with the idea of a gift economy.
I do too.
I think it's a fine idea to experiment or whatever. But, I mean, you know, it's just... You know, there's going to be moochers.
I'm not sure we should argue too much with what works. And Burning Man, you know, as much as I might criticize their interactions with the government, they are first rate in terms of, I mean, they're the top festival in the country, aren't they?
Yep.
It's got to be.
You know, they must be doing something right.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
So, but just, you know, just looking at what it would take to get there. If you want to rent an RV, okay, that's cool. It's costly. You know, it's not cheap to rent an RV. Yeah, you're going to be having a little more comfortable living conditions. It's not going to blow away if a dust storm comes in, which happens to people's tents. If you don't put those tents down with rebar, man, your tent's going at some point during the week. And so, you know, if you got an RV, that's probably not going to blow away. But then if you're renting the RV, good luck cleaning that thing up, because all of the dust storms that come through there, let me tell you, these, from what from the people I've talked to, the RVs are coated with the dust from the desert. Mm. Like, you, when you drive out of there, you've got to spend serious time and money cleaning that RV up, or you're not going to get your deposit back or whatever it was that, you know, you paid down on that thing. So renting an RV is a ridiculously costly experience. And, you know, even then, if you're renting the RV, then you're driving that RV across the country. I mean, there's it's a lot of work.
I go to Burning Man when someone pays me $25 an hour plus expenses to do it.
Yeah. It's a lot of work to do it. But if somebody were to have a really sweet VIP center to hang out in at Burning Man, you can't blame somebody.
It almost feels like they're making their own little Dien Bien Phu there. You know, like we're going to build this, you know, location right in the middle of all the natives. Who are angry at us, and we're just going to make an outpost and make our stand here. Yeah. Right? But happens if the natives actually really do get angry?
The place.
These natives are not angry.
Burn the man.
These natives are still bowing down to the...
That's what the Burning Man symbol should look like, I guess. The Burning Man should be burned in the bowing position of bowing, yeah.
So, anyway, back to the story about Greece and the bank holiday decision. They made this decision today to have tomorrow as a bank holiday, as ATMs have been running out of money and tensions are running high as Greeks stood in line for hours, this according to the Washington Post, to scrape together petty cash for basic supplies. Lines mounted at gas stations as worried residents topped off their tanks for what could be a period of time in a cashless nation. Quote, the decision not to prolong financial aid to Greece is offensive, and it's a disgrace for Europe in general, says...
Oh, no, it's not.
This is the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras saying in a brief Sunday evening address broadcast across Greek television networks. He said he was seeking an extended and enlarged bailout from European lenders that would carry the country past Tuesday.
Another one.
When it will otherwise face default. That's right.
I have two phrases for the German government on this one. Well, assuming Germany really runs Europe, which it probably does. I say, vielen Dank, and what's the other one? Ευχαριστώ. So that's thank you in Greek and thank you in German for abandoning these Greek big spenders.
There were signs that Greece's creditors...
At some point or another, like, the consequences of your actions have to come home for you to change behavior. And I get the Greek people, they're having lots of problems there, but the Greek government has not had consequences for their actions. What they're doing is they're shifting
blame. They want to push the ball down the road.
They're not just pushing the ball down. They're saying, my God, he kicked the ball down the road. I mean, their spendthrift behavior is coming home to roost, and they don't want to admit that's the problem.
According to the story here at the Post, there were signs that their creditors, the IMF and Eurozone governments, were leaving the door open to negotiations, but it remained deeply unclear ahead of Tuesday's IMF repayment deadline how Greece would be able to satisfactorily arrange its finances. Spiros said the threat by European Union leaders to hold Greece to the deadline and not extend further assistance amounts to blackmail. Yeah, if you don't pay your debt by the deadline, you're being blackmailed, apparently, according to this guy. 855, 453, more coming.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition, back here in our Keene studios. By the way, I haven't been mentioning it because I'm out of the habit now. Last week at Pork Fest, where we haven't had Skype, but we've got it now since we're back in our regular studio. So if you want to call us on Skype to share your thoughts, it doesn't have to be about what we've been discussing, the Bureau of Land Management's ridiculous demands on Burning Man, the Greece situation that is looking more dire by the moment, as the Greek government and the banks have declared a bank holiday for tomorrow, which means that all the people who want to get their money out of their banks aren't going to be able to. And, of course, that's not good, because who knows what the next steps will be as far as the desperate measures these government guys take as they the deadline looms on the payback that they're supposed to make to their creditors.
Overlords.
The International Monetary Fund and the Eurozone governments, who've loaned a billion plus dollars, I think it was $1.6 billion last numbers I looked at, to them. And so, you know, comment on anything you want. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm. Just send a contact request, and then we will approve it as soon as we notice it come through. Actually, Peacekeeper 2.0, I want to tell you, they are working on it. They are doing a fundraiser. Peacekeeper 1.0 was a great idea. The idea, let's decentralize protection services. Let's make it so people who want to help others can actually do so through the app called Peacekeeper. So the idea is, if there's something happening to you or your loved one, they send an alert out via Peacekeeper. Let's say it's an abduction, a fire, some sort of medical emergency. You send out the appropriate alert. Your friends, your family members, your neighbors, they get that alert. They can respond maybe faster than 911 could. That's kind of the basic concept behind Peacekeeper, and it was a great idea. But there were some bugs with the original software. There were some problems, and the designer, he's admitting to it, and he wants to find solutions. He's going to hire a new programmer to build in some awesome new features into Peacekeeper 2.0. Peacekeeper is more than an app. It's a movement, a revolutionary system designed to challenge the status quo, and it's a tool that will allow ordinary people like you to stand up and be a hero. It's a fast, flexible alert system that can help keep you safe better than dialing 911. But they need your help to get to version 2.0, and they're doing an Indiegogo fundraiser right now over at pk.freetalklive.com. That'll actually take you to their Indiegogo site, but it's easier to give you the PK link. pk.freetalklive.com will take you right to the Indiegogo page for Peacekeeper 2.0, where you can help revolutionize what protection means. Go to pk.freetalklive.com. So the current boss man over there in Greece, the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, I'm sure I'm pronouncing his name wrong, but anyway, that's my best shot, said the threat by the European Union leaders to hold Greece to the deadline. Now, this is an agreement, right? When you enter into an agreement with somebody, there's hopefully, if it's a good agreement, some sort of parameter on it, like, oh, Mark, I'm going to loan you this $500. You need to have it paid back by this date. And if you don't pay it back by this date, here's what happens. I mean, this is just a standard kind of contractual thing here. It's not blackmail to say, hey, Mark, you better pay me by this date. And right. If you don't pay me by this date, well, whatever we wrote in our contract will come true.
It's blackmail if you believe Marxism. Right, and that's what these people are. They're not even soft Marxists. They're pretty hard Marxists.
On the other hand, you know, as hard as I'm being on Greece, there's also a dark side on Germany's side, because it's just, as Ron Paul said, Germany is getting maneuvered into the position where it's selecting the prime ministers of Greece, are exercising veto power over who can be the prime minister of Greece.
Now, why does Germany have so much sway?
Well, I mean, I always tend to assume when I think the word Europe, I think Germany. I mean, Germany is the economic driver.
The other continental
power. If it
hadn't
been for all the wars in the last century, Germany would have dominated the continent a long time ago. Mm. It's naturally happening now economically since there's no wars. That was Ron Paul's beef, was that they were gaining too much influence over Greek politics, and it was starting to get to the point where they were almost able to veto prime ministers. I think that might have kind of been thrown back in the Germans' face the last time they tried it, but
I wonder how many Bitcoin vending machines there are over there in Greece and how busy those have been recently. The decision to close the banks came after the European Central Bank announced today that it would not enlarge an emergency loan program that has been a vital lifeline in the recent weeks to Greece's overextended
belly.
Fearful Greeks have been pulling their money out of the banks, worried they could lose access to it altogether or that it could turn into a less valuable currency in the event that Greece is kicked out of the euro. Greek bank officials said that around $1.1 billion, hold on a sec, this is an amazing number, right? $1.1 billion was withdrawn from banks over this weekend.
That's really, really bad.
No, I think it's good. It has to happen. It just go through it. Just do it. Get it over with. I mean, this crisis has been going on in Greece too long. It should have been ended, although, you know, at least at this point it hasn't been very violent. That's good, and that needs to not change. But they need to go through this process. It's like a cleaning.
However, the European Central Bank also decided not to eliminate the emergency assistance altogether, a step that would have caused immediate bank failures and quickly cast Greece out of the eurozone. Greek finance officials also pledged today to do all they could to keep their nation on an even keel.
Why would they want to be in the eurozone? I beg to be more regulated.
Well, I don't know that much about the eurozone. There's people that know a lot more, but aren't there tremendous advantages as far as trade goes being in the eurozone?
Well, I mean, it's like maybe the eurozone is imposing fewer penalties on countries that are in it than they do on countries that are not in it.
Well, okay, so it's not being in the eurozone that's the problem. The problem is Greece's, the government of Greece's over expenditures. They could be doing just fine, just like...
No, if I was in the eurozone, I would not feel just fine. every country that goes into that black hole is like a domino falling on the road to communism.
Well, Europe is already on the road to communism. I mean, you know, they're already pretty socialist.
But at least
states.
It was divided before. Like, you had little, you know, little Finnish communism here, and you had a little Swedish communism there, and you had a little, you know, Bosnian communism there. But it was always different. You could at least get up and move, right? And it would be, you wouldn't be under the same system.
But getting up and moving is kind of the point of the Eurozone, is they're able to move. European citizens are able to move from one place to
another. They could move before that, right?
Yeah, they could immigrate, but now it's not so much immigration. They could immigrate before. Now what's going on is like same boss, you know, meet the same boss. He's everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, it's the problem. It's the problem we wouldn't have, you know, or it's the problem we have in the United States, where the feds are everywhere. You know, this fascist government goes everywhere in this huge landmass. It would be so much better if all we had to deal with was the New Hampshire government. Would we even need to have a movement?
Rob is in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI. Hello, Rob.
I can't believe you guys can tie the Greek situation to, like, the free state movement. That was really, that was awesome.
That was cool. That's what we do.
You know, Margaret Thatcher said socialism works until you run out of other people's money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they're lazy. They don't want to work. Okay? They have people that get a pension at age 50 because they're a hairdresser, because they say, oh, well, that's hazardous chemicals year-round. That's the same thing as being a firefighter or a policeman. The whole system is just set up to suck money from the countries that work, i.e. Germany, Sweden, France. They're just lazy. It's not a difficult thing to understand. They don't work.
I don't know if it's lazy. Isn't that sort of greedy?
Well, also, to the Greeks' credit, most of the Greeks don't. Apparently, a lot of Greeks don't pay their taxes, which is awesome.
Right. Well, I mean, but if you want benefits from the government and you refuse to pay taxes, I think that falls in the realm of greed.
Well, it falls into the realm of human.
It does, but it's unacceptable behavior.
It doesn't work if you want cradle-to-grave socialism for the government to pay everything, and you don't want to work to generate the money, and then you cheat on your taxes. And then they're angry, just like all socialists. You know, they're angry because they can't get somebody else's money because, you know, it's real nice getting someone else's money. And people get real used to someone else paying all their bills. And there will be violence in Greece. There will be. It's
the taxi cab drivers are flipping cars over and setting them on fire in France over Uber. I mean,
that's crazy.
Absolutely. Right. These people are statist.
And well, I think to their credit, there has not been a lot of violence in Greece. And hopefully that bodes well for the collapse that we'll have.
That's a very good point. That because this is very much foreshadowing. We're no better than them. We've been following the same policies. We just had the Bretton Woods Agreement, so we get to pretend that our paper dollars are gold. And, you know, people have already stopped by. Our credit has been cut off. No one's paying the United States any money. We just have the Fed buying its own money and pretending they're just doing QE5. And, you know, the Federal Reserve is just buying the bonds because when you go to an auction on the real world and actual businesses and say, hey, will
nobody
you
wants
loan
them.
U.S. government money, nobody will buy it.
You're right about that. That's one of the Federal Reserve's primary roles, is to be the lender of last resort. If nobody else wants to buy those bonds, they'll do it. And that just means they're printing more money out of thin air. Rob, I wish we had more time. Good call. Thanks for making it tonight. Now might be a good time to look at getting some Bitcoin with the situation over there in Greece. We'll keep our eyes on it, and you can join us tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And don't forget to join Dave Ridley at ridleyreports.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.